Good afternoon, Wrangell. This is Jamie Roberts with the Emergency Operations Center giving you a COVID update for Wednesday, September 22nd, 2021. Wrangell currently has no active cases of COVID-19 in the community. Thank you to everyone for your diligence. Employing mitigation measures helps keep our kids in school and in their after-school programs. During the last 7 days, the state has reported 6,010 new cases, 78 hospitalizations, and 14 deaths within Alaska. Cases, hospitalizations, and deaths have all been increasing, and Alaska has seen an all-time high for the number of people hospitalized due to COVID. For state information, visit the Alaska COVID-19 Information Hub. For local information, including the daily case count and any press releases, you can visit WrangellCOVID19.org. Wrangell currently has a face covering requirement in place for all city facilities until September 24th. This is for staff that work at facilities and all patrons that enter those city facilities. Wrangell also has a local ordinance in place that requires testing prior to or upon arrival in Wrangell for travelers arriving from out of state. Fully vaccinated individuals are not required to test. Travelers coming in on the Alaska Marine Highway can test at the airport at the next available jet arrival. And anybody can get a free COVID test at the airport, even when it is not required. It is a federal requirement that all travelers must wear a face covering at all transportation hubs and on all public transportation. Anyone 12 years or older who is interested in receiving the COVID-19 vaccine can register at covid19.search.org or call Wrangell Medical Center at 874-7000 to register. Currently, 65% of the eligible population in Wrangell has been vaccinated. Erin Michael, public health nurse, will be in town on Friday, October 1st at the Wrangell Public Health Center at 215 Front Street. Call 772-4611 to make an appointment for immunizations, birth control, and STD screening for persons up to age 29, well child exams for children up to age 6, and TB screening and medications for all ages. She will also have an information table at the Saturday Market on October 2nd at the Nolan Center, where she will be providing info on COVID-19 vaccines and Narcan. If you would like to receive your vaccine, you can show up at the market. No appointment is necessary. In addition to being vaccinated, the other measures that can help prevent or slow the spread are staying home when you have any symptoms, wearing a mask when indoors around people other than your immediate household members, minimizing the number of gatherings you attend, getting tested as soon as you get symptoms, and following the guidance of the CDC and public health if you get COVID or are a close contact to someone who is infected with COVID. If you are experiencing symptoms, please stay home and contact Wrangell Medical Center for testing. Testing can be arranged by calling the Wrangell Medical Center Monday through Friday at 874-7000. If you have no symptoms, you can also test at the Wrangell Airport during jet arrival. If you need masks or other resources or have questions relating to COVID, including travel questions, contact the EOC at travel@wrangell.com or by calling 874-COVI, 874-2684. And lastly, the Alaska ARPA Business Relief Program has gone live. You have 1 month to apply for this financial assistance. It is not first come, first serve, but it does close at 8 a.m. on October 19th, 2021. The program will be managed by the Juneau Economic Development Council. All information available, as well as contact information, can be found at www.commerce.alaska.gov under the ARPA Business Relief Program. Until next week, take care of yourself and each other.